Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. The new original music documentary, Valley Beats of Paradise, pulls back the curtain on gamelan music and Nyoman Wenton, a celebrated Indonesian composer who sets out to pay homage to the sacred but shrinking tradition of Balinese music and dance in his home country. Judith Hill is a Grammy Award-winning R&B vocalist looking for a distinctive sound for a new piece of music she's composing. She meets with Wenton, and they collaborate by blending the sounds of classic funk with the beats of Bali. The final result, an epic music video, Queen of the Hill. Judith has received acclaim from Rolling Stone for her stellar powerhouse vocals. She writes and performs her own material, writing her first song at age 4. She's backed such artists as Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson, opened for Josh Groban, John Legend, and Prince. Her debut album, Back in Time, produced by Judith and Prince, and her new album, Golden Child, out now, available wherever music is sold. She was featured in the Academy Award-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, also featured in the film soundtrack, a contestant on season 4 of The Voice. Valley Beats of Paradise, directed and produced by Olivia Jung. She received international acclaim for her debut film in 2014, Brush with Danger, a thriller about the complex world of martial arts. She earned an MFA in film production from the University of Southern California, a frequent guest lecturer at over 30 universities worldwide. And Judith and Livy with us on This Week in America to discuss the music documentary Valley Beats of Paradise, opening in select theaters Friday, November 16th. Ladies, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a journey this has been for both of you. And Judith, I'll start by going back to the beginning. You were looking for something a little different from music that you were working on. What led you to gamelan?
Well, I've always had a real love for gamelan music. I was introduced to it early on in school when the teacher showed us the gamelan dance and performance. I was just so intrigued and mesmerized, and it was just a personal inspiration for me. And over the years, I was itching to do a collaboration and learn more about the style of music and also find new ways to incorporate it into my world. And so it was amazing that I was introduced to Livy because I was working on a project that brings cultures together. It's called Golden Child. It's a musical. And Livy was brought to me, and she introduced me to Wenton. And long story short, now we've got the documentary and the music video and all these awesome collaborations.
Well, you went to the right guy. Tell me about Wenton. And Judith, I'll ask you first and Livy, because she's the one that that introduced you. What was, I mean, this is like with the godfather of gamelan. I mean, this really is the gentleman that is responsible for this music as successful as it is today.
Yeah, was it for me or Libby?
Well, let's start with Judith. What led, when you went to him, I mean, you really went to the gentleman that could answer your questions and fill in the musical puzzle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was an honor to be introduced to Wenton. He's so amazing and brilliant. And him and his wife really took me in and were so generous to share their culture and really teach me so much about gamelan.
Well, it's interesting because, as I understand, he's about ready to retire, so he was really looking for something to do to keep this traditional music alive, and Judith comes into the picture, and you've got this project. Livy, from your standpoint, obviously, right off the bat, when Judith approached you, you were thinking of Mr. Wenton. Talk about him and the influence he's had on the culture.
So Wenton has been in the U.S. for over 40 years. He's opened a lot of gamelan programs in different states. Currently, he teaches at UCLA and CalArts. And, you know, gamelan music has been used in big blockbusters such as Avatar by James Cameron, also the TV show Star Trek, and Nintendo games Mario Brothers. So, but a lot of people still don't know about it. That's why, like, through this film, we want to uncover the story of the music behind this film.
That's interesting because when you mention where it's been used, people probably have enjoyed this for years and really never fully understood what it was they were listening to. Judith, very briefly, describe gamelan music. What is it? What is unique about it?
Well, I think it's so unique because it takes an ensemble to create this incredible sound. And so you've got all these parts that fit together to create this beautiful energy and this music. And so as Fuenten was explaining to me the different instruments and how they come together, it was so beautiful. And of course the dance element is so powerful, to see the movement and how they channel energy and power through their movement.
Let's talk about, once you see this in putting it in film so that the world can enjoy this, let's focus on talking about the documentary, shot mostly, as I understand, on location in Bali. Talk about that, because you do an excellent job of showing the scenery, the music, and the culture. Talk about the challenges of and the joys of putting this documentary together.
Well, there's a lot of joy. So shooting this documentary is like having a vacation, you know, just with no sleep. So it was really fun. And I think the most important thing for me and my crew was that we lived the life of the locals. So we stayed with the local and we eat what they eat. We join all their procession. And, you know, like in Bali, like the procession and gamelan is playing like every day, all the time, everywhere. So like, one time, one of the most interesting, memorable experience was we were driving down the street and then there was a procession and we just stopped by and we asked, hey, what's going on? It's, oh, there's a wedding. So we asked, hey, we're doing this documentary. Can we film the wedding? So they welcome us. They took us to like see how they make the food, the kitchen, and they invite us to eat. And we filmed the wedding and they just kind of like made us part of their family. And we were like, okay, thank you. We're going to go to the next location. And they were like, no, just stay. And people in Bali like really treat us like their family, and you know, that was very memorable to be part of something like that.
Yeah, talk about that for a second, because that's interesting. You were granted just remarkable access, and because of that we all get to see a side of Bali we probably have never seen before. You really were granted unlimited access, pretty much, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. So Wenten like got me those access. So every time I film in Bali, I went with Wenten and his wife, and we get to go to like a different procession. That's like, sometimes it's like, if you like don't know the local people, it's hard to even know that, oh, this is happening here at this time, you know, because Bali is very community based. So it's like word of mouth is like very like easily spread, but like sometimes you can't just Google things. Like, say if I want to see this thing, it's like I can't just Google it a lot of times. So you have to like know of someone like that knows there. So Wenten definitely helped us a lot on those.
We're talking about Bali Beats of Paradise. It opens in select theaters on Friday, November the 16th. Golden Child is out now wherever music is sold. Judith, in talking about that, this started off, as I understand, a studio project. Talk about the decision, how this evolved into not just a music video, but an epic music video that's had over like 1 million hits on YouTube so far.
Yeah, well, it started off with, you know, my studio project in Golden Child, which was released yesterday. And I wanted to really take Golden Child and turn it into a stage play that celebrates the coming together of cultures through music and song and dance and really bringing the world together. And this is a play that's going to be premiered December 5th in L.A. But a part of that piece, I was looking for gamelan music. And so I was introduced to Livy through a mutual friend because we were looking for that, and that's kind of how I got started, and that's how this all, my participation. So I was able to meet Wenten, and from that, Livy invited me to also be a part of the documentary and do the music video. So really, one thing led to another. Now we've got the music video, the documentary, my play, and it's just the collaboration just kept growing.
No, it's interesting because he was concerned about the fleeting popularity of gamelan music. Because of everything that you've done, both of these projects, do you think this is sort of reignite gamelan music? This will keep it going because suddenly the masses are listening and enjoying the music.
Oh, yeah, it's really exciting to see that people who've never heard it or finally get a chance to hear it and just really expose the world to this beautiful art form.
I know, Livy, when you were talking about working on the documentary, the one thing you really wanted to show and capture was the culture and the traditions. Talk about doing that, because you did a brilliant job. And I guess part of that was that access. They actually made you part of the community while you were filming this.
Yes, we were definitely like part of the community. And, you know, Balinese are very open. Like, we talk to a lot of people and learn more. Like, now I'm actually learning gamelan myself. And the crew also, like, started to learn gamelan. So we're really immersed in the topic and, you know, and the instruments. We're learning that as well.
The world premiere was November the 7th. Judith, I'll ask you and then get Livia's impression on that. What was that like, all of this work that you put together, everything that sort of fit into place and led you to November 7th and the world getting to see the movie for the first time? What was that like being there for the premiere?
So it was quite exciting because we have the world premiere at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in Beverly Hills. It was full house, and, you know, it was like people flew from all over the world to see this. Like, the ambassador of Indonesia and South Korea flew to Los Angeles for 3 days to see the premiere. And we have Consul General from Bolivia, Consul General from, like, Thailand, Kenya, came to see the film. And, you know, it was really, really special night for us.
Yeah, and it's been special even just as the premieres have continued. Like, we're here, and we did one in New York yesterday. We did one again in L.A. So the population just keeps growing. It's really just beautiful to see people just catch on to this.
Yeah, and I understand in some of the cities, they'll be featuring actually gamelan music performances as well as the movie. So it's not just enjoying the movie. They get to actually sort of live the experience with the music. That has to be exciting as well.
Yes, we try to have gamelan music every time we screen. And like last night, we premiered in New York in AMC Empire 25. And we have like the dance. It's called Bird of Paradise Dance. So we always try to have like a dance or like gamelan music live before we do the screening, so they're more they can see it live.
And they also, I would assume, by experiencing that sort of feel part of the culture as well. A couple minutes left in the program. Judith, you've done so much, continue to do so much with the new album that was just released and available wherever music is sold. How exciting has this project been for you? I would think this is different than the others, because here's a chance that you get to take a culture and to share it with the rest of the world and do it in a very exciting way.
Oh, yeah, this is incredibly exciting for me, and I'm just deeply honored to be a part of it. It's really beautiful because it's part of my dream, is to just continue to make music and really, you know, bring the feel the world and experience the world in a bigger platform and just celebrate people and from all around the world. So this is really a chance for me to do that, and this was so exciting. I've just been so humbled and inspired by all the gamelan artists that I was able to meet and work with, and this is just a beautiful journey and a step to a long relationship, I believe.
And Livia, from your standpoint, here was a chance, and I understood you went back for like over several years actually being part of the culture in Bali and working on this project. What has this meant to you, not just from a professional standpoint, but from the people you met over there and sharing their lives? How important has this been to you?
This is really important. So I actually born in Indonesia and grew up in Indonesia. Indonesia is the fourth most populous country in the world, and we have more than 17,000 islands, few hundred ethnicity groups. I came from a different island than Bali, but when I come to Bali, and I learned a lot, and through this film, I've made a lot of friends as well, and I'm really fascinated with the culture and the music, and yeah, so now I'm learning gamelan, and I hope to keep learning it and sharing it to the world.
Well, you are doing an excellent job of sharing it with the world. We're talking about Bali Beats of Paradise, the new films, opening in select theaters Friday, November the 16th. With us on the program, Livia Zheng. She is the acclaimed filmmaker who directed, produced the project as well as the video. And, of course, Grammy Award-winning vocalist Judith Hill. Her new album, Golden Child, is out now, available wherever music is sold. Thank you so much for sharing it with us on the program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.